45.
Yeah.
All right, I'm calling for water. Motion to approve the minutes?
I make motion to approve the minutes last month.
Second. Ken?
The only other one here.
I don't feel comfortable seconding it since I wasn't here for the meeting.
I'll second.
You can though, anyway.
All in favor?
Aye.
Supposedly. I don't believe in it. I don't believe that.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I believe he was asking you to get order of the room, not necessarily uttering a point of order.
Move on to resolutions. All right, resolution 85, confirming the reappointment of a member of the Board of Health.
I'll move it.
Second.
Yeah, discussion. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. To resolution 92, approving the execution of the contract, $50,000. Family Services to fund Ulster Prevention Council and Primary Prevention Program. It's all federal, $332,352. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
I got one question about the resolution. Usually on the back, it shows what the financials are, but it just goes right into the contract.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's on the bottom.
Definitely. Yeah. $332,000. Well, federal, no county, be like that. That's right. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. All right, 110. That is support of the passage of A055-18 and S0391, amending the volunteer firefighters benefit law for the expansion of specific health condition coverage. Ken, you want to talk about it? Being that it's. Oh, wait, move for discussion?
I'll move it.
It's something that originated in the Fire Advisory Board. As you well know, I've served on the Fire Advisory Board for the past 8 years, stepping off this year, although I still technically serve on the Advisory Board. It's an issue where, certain illnesses are covered for paid firefighters, but not for volunteer firefighters who would end up getting the same sort of illnesses due to their volunteer activity. So this would amend the volunteer firefighter benefit law in order to be able to create some parity there between the professionals and the volunteers.
That includes cancer of the digestive, hematological, lymphatic.
It's all environmental related because of the nature of their.
Yeah, it's all due to the exposure that they receive in the course of their duties.
Smoke inhalation, stuff like that.
So they had an insurance policy though, but it didn't include cancer.
It's covered under workman's comp under the volunteer firefighter benefit law. That's what this would do would cover it under the volunteer firefighter benefit law.
But there's no financial impact for increased coverage.
There'd be a financial impact for the state, but there's no financial impact to our memorializing resolution.
Oh, it's a memorializing.
Yeah.
Supporting a Senate and Assembly bill.
It's passed the Senate, but it hasn't been passed by the Assembly majority. Is the governor supportive of it?
Probably. I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm just curious about the Assembly majority. It seems like something a labor-friendly bill. You think the Assembly majority?
I could explain. I mean, I can explain to you from my perspective. They're against it because the Assembly majority is 90% from where they have paid fire departments, and they don't usually recognize the
109.
Usually recognize the volunteers as much as they do the paid firefighters. When you go to the city, a lot of people don't understand what a volunteer firefighter is. What do you mean? Are some of the firefighters the one that lived in the firehouse? So I think it's a lack of understanding or a lack of parity with the upstate council.
It's the same thing. We're like the packet.
That's just for people.
That's.
Yeah.
And to be
wise. That's fun.
What?
Well, bring it back. Sorry. Let's bring it back. Well, I'd like to have my name added to this. Maybe the
I just ate the Chinese.
Committee could as well. Are you okay with that?
It will be. It passes, right?
Yeah. What, that everybody will be on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm guessing that that at caucus level, you know, Leader Mayo will invite the whole Republican caucus to join on this.
I meeting. Certainly
would it help
will
to have
that.
A letter of support from the health committee?
Yeah, it would help. I'll do that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're going to tell Chan afterwards, right?
Exactly.
Don't tell him about fireworks.
That's right. I voted no.
We killed on toilets every year.
That's true. All right, Resolution 111, approving the execution of a contract excess of $50,000 to Family Service. I didn't actually read the resolution, but I don't know if somebody wants to. Did anybody see it?
I'll move it.
Resolution
85, 92. I'll give you some background.
Appreciate it.
About a year ago, when UCAN first started, Javi Conright came to the meeting and explained how hard it was for a normal citizen with insurance to get coverage for their child or spouse into, you know, treatment for addiction. So this came out of that about a year old, and basically will help your average citizen that is not on welfare or criminal justice or any other form of government assistance. It would just allow somebody to find their way through the red tape of getting their child into treatment.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I moved it, but I don't know if anybody's
asking. Oh, I don't know.
I said,
okay. Sorry.
So is Family Services going to be the one who's going to be the ombudsman or Holster Prevention?
Yes, it'll be called Family Advocate.
Looking for this girl.
Family Services of Poughkeepsie.
Wherever they are.
No, it's this one.
Oh, okay, there's two of them.
Yeah,
that one's.
They'll be operating out of where the Apollo is, that office.
Right. No, it's good to see that there's another family getting a contract.
Yes.
Anything else?
I'm the only one who got it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. I think that's it, right? Old business, new business. Anybody have anything to say? Besides Carl?
Yes, next month I'm putting in a memorializing resolution that was crafted at NYSAC in the Health and Human Services Committee. Basically, it's asking the state to go back to a 50-50% share in safety net costs. Right now, it's 79-21, and it's their plan. NYSAC wants the state to do a 5-year phase in safety net costs. So it's a long shot, but I know they're sending their resolution to all the other counties in the state, so I figured I'd get a jump start on it.
I have one little piece of new business. Just as a FYI, Carl bringing up NYSAC made me think of it. I attended a workshop with Dr. Benjamin from SUNY New Paltz talking about the constitutional convention that we're going to have on the ballot next year. And something a lot of people don't know is that in 1967, when they had the last constitutional convention, one of the amendments to the Constitution was that all social services funding and Medicaid all social services and Medicaid costs not borne by the federal government would be borne by the state budget and not by localities. And it failed when it went to the voters because there were other things in there, and they did a 35, I want to say, changes to the Constitution all in one ballot question.
Right.
So you had a problem with one, you vote against the whole thing, and it went down. So as the health committee dealing with Medicaid and social services, that was something I wanted to bring up that, you know, I think that it's incumbent upon the legislature and others to get behind the push to have a constitutional convention.
That's a big one.
What is it?
2017. It's going to be on the ballot next year. It's it's a mandatory question every 20 years in the ballot.
It was a good talk.
Yeah.
It's the best one there.
To know. Anything else? Anyone?
Move adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good.